These days, all around the world, everyone knows what time it is. But before the accolades and the fame,
congratulations to Damian Lillard,
the all-stars and the playoff buzzer beaters.
Lillard, long-range three, and it's good at the buzzer!
In his own words, and from those who know him best, this is the unlikely journey of a two-star prospect from deep East Oakland, who went from a mid-major to an all-time great.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off.
I'm Chris Haynes, and you're listening to Behind the Bucks, the Damian Lillard story, presented by Gallagher on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. This is episode 4, A Lasting Legacy.
Spending time with Dame, living with Dame, getting to know him, you understand the preparation that he goes through, the amount of work he puts into his game. The basketball junkie that he is, I mean, absolutely sick for the game, watches it, talks about it, lives it, is in the gym all the time, and just a relentless worker.
For Milwaukee Bucks general manager John Horst, getting to know Damian Lillard ever since he arrived in Milwaukee, it was clear Dame's commitment to his craft would help him fit in and thrive in the championship culture that the Bucks had established.
And I think, like Giannis, like our culture and our team, it's the work, it's the preparation, all the things that go into getting ready for a game and getting ready to win. Earning the win is a term that I like to use that people don't always see. Dame just epitomizes that as well. I mean, Dame earns the win. He earns the opportunities, earned the success that he's had so far and the success he'll have going forward.
But having covered Dame since his rookie season, I had an inkling that his leadership dynamic he had in Portland wouldn't directly translate to the one in Milwaukee. Sitting down with Bucks head coach Doc Rivers after a practice, I asked him about Dame's adjustment to becoming a leader on a team with their core players that had already won at the highest level.
Last year when I got here, you could tell. Dame would tell me stuff, and then you can ask him many times. You go tell him. Yeah. Go say it. I don't want to get involved. What do you mean get involved? You're on the team. But it's tough, though, for him because this team 2 years ago when he came had won a title. The core of those guys are still here. Dame has never won a title. He felt like, who am I to come in and talk? And the funniest conversation, he was telling me about, you know, all this stuff. And I just said, man, you're Damian Lillard. Yeah. Who do you think you are? Yeah. And he's like, what? I said, who do you think you are? He said, what do you mean? I said, you're Damian Lillard. I kept saying it to him. Like, you can talk. They will listen.
Speaking with Dame after a Bucks practice, I asked him about Doc's assessment that he may have been tentative to fully embrace a leadership role when he first arrived in Milwaukee.
It was some hesitance last season because, like, first of all, they don't know me like that. They just come in and say, I'm Dame Lillard. I'm going to just have this type of presence here. You know, I think anybody who's a true leader understands that, like, you got to allow people that room to, like, trust you and get to know who you are as a person. That gives them a better idea of, like, where you're coming from, exactly. You know, and the spirit of, like, what you're saying. So whenever I'm going to speak, I want people to understand, like, it's coming from a good place and a fair place. And then coming into this season, I think it was just time. You know, they know me better. They know my character. You know, they know my behavior at this point. So now I think it's time to, like, impose myself more, you know, not scoring the ball or playmaking. It's like, who I am, this year I was like, I need to impose myself more on this team.
Bucks teammate Pat Connaughton also played with Dame in Portland and thought Dame's thoughtful approach to leadership made a strong impression on the team.
I think he always did a great job of taking the temperature of the room, and I think that's something that you hear it in business a lot. I don't know if you hear it as much in athletics, but they always say, like, the best leaders listen first, and he always does a great job of listening and in watching what's going on before he becomes vocal, and I think that gives him a lot of credibility with his teammates, a lot of respect with his teammates, and a lot of value when he does speak up that you listen.
For Bucks general manager John Horst, the focus on building and earning the trust of his teammates was a testament to Dame's leadership skills.
I think Dame's incredibly intelligent, calculated, and specific and tactical. And so what I mean by that is anyone can come in and just start speaking and taking control and being a leader when they have the intelligence to do it, they have the presence to do it, they have the resume to do it. I think true leadership is picking your spots, taking your time, evaluating situations, learning the dynamics, and then figuring out where you can have an impact instead of just trying to force it. And that's what I've observed from Dame. I don't think it's a lack of comfort or confidence at the beginning that's now better than it was. I just think it's a really smart, intentional, tactical approach where he can have the biggest impact. And I think we're seeing the results of that today.
The trust and camaraderie that Dame and his teammates built during his first season in Milwaukee was undeniable to those in the organization. But after a season in which the Bucks lost to the Indiana Pacers in the first round of the playoffs, the scrutiny grew over Dame's relationship with Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo.
At the end of the day, like, I tell Giannis this, he'll tell you, I tell him, I want him to win MVP. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 34 years old. I'm still a high, high level player. You know what I'm saying? Which is why they brought me here to play with him. But, like, he's the horse. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna, how great I can be is gonna make him that much better, you know, because he's not gonna have to kill himself to do as much, but he'll be able to do the same things he's done, just easier. It'll be simple, you know? But I think that's just, man, that's just the way media is now. Like, the drama is what people want to know.
Yeah.
If it was just like, man, Giannis come in here and work out, I come in and work out, we text, in training table, we'll sit there and talk. We have, kind of, like, it's normal, you know what I'm saying? But they want it to be friction so bad. They were so excited for us to play together.
Yeah.
Now y'all want us to, like, not... Which and we just, it's just not a thing.
Now, when I visited Milwaukee and watched Giannis and Dame play, the trust and communication between them was on full display. So I asked Doc Rivers about one moment I had noticed.
You guys played Washington Wizards. It was a timeout had, and I saw Dame and Giannis, like, just, they were like, it looked intense.
It was great. It was late in the game. Yeah. There was a timeout. I was about to drop a play, but I could hear them going on the side of me, and it wasn't an argument. Dame was telling Giannis what he needed, and Giannis was like asking. He didn't understand, and Giannis said, what do you mean? And I heard that, which is the greatest question on earth. I wish every player, every kid in the classroom, if you don't understand, ask, what do you mean?
That's hard to do.
Yeah, it's hard to, that's because of ego. Yeah. Ego ruins a lot of learning opportunities, you know, and it was great because Giannis was like, what do you mean? and Dame told him. And then Giannis said, yes. And they went out and did it the next way.
Their thoughts are here tonight. Giannis coming out of that timeout. Dame feeding Giannis.
They always laugh because I was an average player. I didn't have the ability to just somebody to just tell me something, me just go do it the next way. I had to go in the gym. You know, Dominique would say, do this and this. And then, nah, I can't do that. I'm not that good. But it was so funny because on that action, the next play, they did it to precision. And I always grinned like, yeah, that's a different level. I get it, but it's a different level.
Dame gave his perspective on how that moment was a microcosm of how their relationship had evolved over the last year.
The interaction you're talking about was just like, Giannis sees one thing and I see the same thing that he sees. I just think how we go about it should be done differently. And it'll help him, you know, not because I want to do it this way, but I'm like, this will actually help you get what you want, but you should do this instead of doing this. It was me just explaining that to him because I wanted him to get the ball right there too.
Yeah. Could you have had that same conversation with Giannis, you know, that type of way? Would you have felt comfortable doing that last season?
I think last year it would have been fine. I think this year, like, it can happen right away. Like, if I tell him, like, hey, like, they build in a wall, so, like, I'm going to be the first pass away from you. And they're going to come and tell you, I'm telling you, just throw it to me. It's going to loosen him up. He'll literally do it the next play.
Yeah.
So I think this year is just the trust, you know, of, like, when I'm saying it, he know it's coming from, like, a genuine place of, like, it's going to help him and it's going to help the team.
Lillard, step back three. Got it! Dame time! Vintage Damian Lillard.
Giannis going downhill. Three defenders. When's that ever stopped him? Count that one with another one coming.
Damian Lillard in the corner. It's good! Dame time at the end of the half. Oh. Giannis
Giannis. Oh, seek and destroy. Giannis flexing again.
Up top, Damian Lillard leaves it for Giannis out of the Kumpo. Special connection right there.
Having established that trust this season, Dame and Giannis are bringing out the best in one another, currently ranking as the highest scoring duo in the NBA.
There's just a lot of room for us to do what we do, but we're doing it together. You know, like, it's not like I'm having plays and he's not part of it and he's having plays and I'm not part of it. Like, we're working in a tandem or as a duo a lot more this season, and it's showing, you know. And I think back to, like you said, people want to, like, pit us against each other, which is, like, weird, but they don't want to talk about, like, the level of production that we're having as a duo. But we, being a part of history, I mean, I'm surprised nobody else has had 25-plus points and 10-plus assists in the same game, and it's only been three times. So that just show you, like, the ball is moving. You know, we're making a lot of plays and just playing a lot off of each other.
As Dame refers to, this season Giannis and Dame made NBA history when they became the first teammates to both score 25-plus points and dish out 10-plus assists in the same game three times. A milestone that even took their head coach Doc Rivers by surprise.
I got to tell you, when I heard that, first of all, I was surprised that it's never been done.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, that's never been done? And then I started trying to think about all my teams that I coached, and I was like, no. You know, I don't have any two people that are going to do that. So, yeah, it's remarkable. It's also, when you walk around the facility, why all the role players are happy. That's 20-plus assists by two people on your team. That means everybody's happy. That's why everyone's happy around here.
Earlier this season, the trust and belief in one another propelled the team to win its first ever NBA Cup championship.
Lillard way downtown. The ball as Lillard knocks that one down. And Lillard with a three-point. Fancy ball handling from Giannis, and Lillard answers. Pass to Trent, up top to Lillard, sidestep, dribble, three-pointer, puts it in. Damian Lillard from downtown, it's back up to 18.
Much better possession there by the Bucks. Get Giannis on the block, force the help, skip, open shot for Dame.
Congratulations to Milwaukee Bucks for winning the 2024 Emirates NBA Cup. Giannis, you're the first to say that this is an entire team effort, but this is the biggest game that you and the man holding the trophy, Damian Lillard, have played together. What have you found that he brings on the biggest stages?
Man, this guy is one of the best players I've ever played with, top 75. His resume speaks for itself. You know, coming to the game, We both did not feel 100%, but we grind. We knew that we had to do our job. We knew that our team needed us. And man, whenever I need this guy, he's always there for me. Whenever he needs me, I'm always there for him. We gotta keep on leading this team. We gotta keep on setting the table for others, making others better, because at the end of the day, me and him, we are going to be great. You know, I'm so proud of him. Our chemistry is at the best it's ever been, and it's gonna keep getting better with time. And man, we have so many games and important games ahead of us, and I'm so excited to play with this guy by my side.
More on Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher, coming up after this.
Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. Trust is the foundation of any successful partnership, especially when it comes to managing risk and planning your future. That's why businesses turn to Gallagher. With over 95 years of experience, Gallagher has the expertise to help businesses navigate complex challenges and seize new opportunities. As a proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Gallagher is dedicated to building confidence together. To learn more, visit AJG.com. Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and H&R Benefits consultant.
Dame is a tactician. He's a film watcher. He's could be a hell of a coach. One day he said he'll never do that, but you know, I've heard that before by a lot of guys, you know. And he loves the young player to teach. He's a teacher, and they love him. You know, it's probably him and Garnett, probably as far as the young, the superstar players that I've coached, are the two best I've ever seen. Now, they're both different. Garnett, If you don't listen the first time, you're out. Dame has far more patience than Kevin does, you know. But Dame really wants the young guys to do well.
A commitment to making players around him better has been a through line in Dame's career and has led to so much of the team's success he has enjoyed. For Coach Doc Rivers, a lot of that is because of the attention he gives to supporting the development of younger players on the team.
I got frustrated with one of the young guys because they kept making mistakes, and I was about to go. You know, and Dame said, no, I got you. I got him. And Dame jumped in and said, Coach, I got him. And he put his hand on my shoulder and said, I got him. Okay. And that was awesome. And you don't see that very often.
With Dame making his second consecutive All-Star game this season and helping Giannis be on pace for a career-best season himself, Bucks general manager John Horst believes the team is well-positioned to pursue a championship. In fact, it is the team's resilience and ability to overcome adversity that he thinks will be the key to reaching that ultimate goal.
So I don't know what it takes to win this championship. Doc Rivers doesn't know what it takes to win this championship. Giannis doesn't. Dame doesn't. Crook doesn't. None of us individually know what it takes because this championship hasn't been won. What I do know is if you can stick together through adversity, if you can stay together, if you can have your own belief in what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, and that can be a collective, collaborative effort, we can find out together what it takes to win this championship. And I think what you've seen, if you go back to when Dame came here and it was uncomfortable, different stretches throughout last year, stretches throughout this year. How do you respond to adversity? How do you respond to things that are uncomfortable, right? Do you come together or do you separate? Do you splinter? And this group has continuously risen to the occasion, come together. And every time you do that, you learn more about who you are. And that will give us our best chance to figure out how to win this championship.
Off the court, Dame has dedicated himself to lifting up communities and empowering countless people through his charitable initiatives. And on the court, Dame continues to add to his Hall of Fame worthy resume as a 9-time All-Star, All-Star Game MVP, 7-time All-NBA selection, and being named as a top 75 player in NBA history. With the NBA Cup Championship already this season and a commitment to leave it all on the floor in pursuit of an NBA championship, we ask John Horst, Doc Rivers, and Dame himself to describe the legacy he has left on the game.
The first thing that pops in mind, unfinished, right? Like this is, and that's okay. Like all these guys want to have an unfinished legacy. It means they're still chipping away at it. They're still working at it. They're still writing it. And I think he would say the same. I mean, he's accomplished so many things individually. He's done been part of a lot of successes as a team with his time in Portland. He's been part of successes so far as time in Milwaukee, but Dame wants to be a winner. He wants to be known as a winner. And I think he has an opportunity to continue to write that story as well and improve on that story. But I would just say unfinished at this point.
One of the great scorers of all time, a heck of a leader, way more competitive than you will ever imagine. That's what you learn when you coach him. And if, you know, coach against him, you're just trying to stop him. He has the poker face. You don't see how intense he is. And as clutch of a player to ever play basketball, it's uncanny how many times he makes big shots.
Portland is Portland. You know, I had a great run there. That's like what my career is recognized by. But I think about it all the time. Like being here, I don't want this to be like, oh, Dame went to Milwaukee and died. I want it to be like, I was in Portland, I did this, I came here. And I didn't just come here and it just clicked and it was an easy transition. Like, I take a lot of pride in the fact that it was a little rough, you know, the transition. And I was in later stage of my career. You know, I'm 34, but I still got it. And even though it wasn't perfectly fine in the beginning, like, I still found it. And I'm doing it still. And I continue, like you said, to have an All-NBA career during my time here.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.